Kandahar, Afghanistan is the birthplace of the Taliban, long considered one of the most dangerous parts of the country. The city has grown peaceful in recent years. That's largely due to the efforts of an American ally, Lieutenant General Abdul Razak, the provincial police chief. But there's compelling evidence from the UN and other groups that he and his police have relied on torture and killings. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
The most feared man in Kandahar is slumped in a cheap blue plastic chair on a wide patio. He's slight and wiry, with a shy smile. He could be mistaken for a security guard at this palatial home of marble and chandeliers. That is, until he begins to brag about his accomplishments. When he took over as police chief in 2011, General Razak says, the Taliban front line was just a half mile from this patio.
But now, I can drive with you guys until 90 kilometers from here. You cannot find any Taliban there.
The general says his network of informants, the targeted raids by his police, the continued financial and intelligence support from the Americans have all but pushed the Taliban out of an area that stretches from Kandahar City to the Pakistan border.
So when they make terroristic plans, we also make our preparation against that.
But that preparation, say a number of human rights groups, includes brutality against both Taliban suspects and innocent citizens alike.
There are clear and credible allegations against Abdul Razak.
That's John Sifton of Human Rights Watch.
There's a long line of reporting by journalists, UN, civil society, even admissions by officials within the Afghan government of torture, disappearances, and killings that are linked to men who work for Abdul Razak.
Both Human Rights Watch and the UN have interviewed Afghans with graphic stories of mutilation and death while in the custody of Kandahar police. One doctor in Kandahar said two police detainees were tortured with a power drill. 81 people disappeared in 1 year. And now Pentagon sources tell NPR that the U.S. military recently completed a dozen reports on serious human rights violations in Afghanistan, and one of them implicates General Razak. Razak brushes aside all the reports. He says detainees are coached by their Taliban commanders.
The Taliban has taught their own soldiers that if you are arrested by the police, you tell them that you are beaten, you are tortured. So these things are all of them are baseless.
For years, Razak was defended by President Hamid Karzai, who sidelined investigations and promoted him. As early as 2007, U.S. officials implicated Razak in drug trafficking when he was a border policeman. A leaked confidential State Department cable called Razak, quote, part of the long-term problem in the border area. Now, a new Afghan government under President Ashraf Ghani has told U.S. officials they'll deal with human rights abusers.
They're not defensive when we raise these problems.
That's Tom Malinowski, the Assistant Secretary of State for Human Rights, who recently traveled to Afghanistan. He wouldn't talk about Razak, but said the Afghan government is addressing human rights abuses.
They have begun an effort that is difficult and complicated and will take time, but that has begun to show results.
And for the U.S. military, which continues to partner with Razak and provide arms, equipment, and intelligence information, there's a new twist. A 1997 law barring training to human rights abusers now blocks all assistance, like the support to Razak's force. So the U.S. is grappling with how to deal with the so-called Leahy Law. Withholding assistance to the Kandahar police, says a senior American officer, could jeopardize U.S. troops who depend on people like General Razak for their security. Senator Pat Leahy, the Vermont Democrat who authored the law, said the U.S. should not be working with anyone committing war crimes. If we back corrupt, abusive warlords, Leahy said in a statement to NPR, we help foster a culture of impunity, blurring the distinction between our allies and the Taliban. For his part, Razak doubts the Afghan government will punish him. As for the U.S.,
what would you do if the Americans decided to withhold ammunition or fuel or equipment?
I says that you don't have to worry about that. They will give us.
Razak's reasoning is simple.
Are they going to hand over this area back to Taliban? What we are doing in this country is for law enforcement. If serving for the people is like crime, then I have to go to my people and ask them what they decide about me.
And many people in Kandahar already have decided about Razik. All those we spoke with on the streets had a response similar to this teenager.
Ordinary people are very happy with him. But of course, the enemy of the country, they're afraid of him.
The day after our interview, General Razik spoke to a supportive crowd in Kandahar. Taliban leaders, Razik declared, want to kill him and others who fight them. And the Afghan government is selling us down the river in negotiations with the Taliban. It is, Razik said, like a poisoned knife. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.